My name is Adam Jones, and I'm running for Chapel Hill Town Council. I'm running because I've just been disappointed in the way the town's been run over the last many years. I've been a resident for almost 30 years, and I went to school here. And I think we're just at a tipping point with the way the town's developed and the way that I feel the developers have been running the show instead of the town council and the mayor running the show. So I just think that we're at a tipping point, and it was just time for me to step in and try to have a positive impact on the town. There are a lot of issues facing the town, but I think that two of my big issues are I'm really tired of the urban sprawl that has taken place over the last 10 to 15 years, and I'd like to see us slow down our development. We don't need to compete with Durham and Raleigh and other towns. I want to try to keep Chapel Hill a quaint town that we all love and just try to end this urban sprawl and grow smarter. The other thing that I think is important is we need to refocus our efforts on downtown and revitalizing downtown. And there are a number of ways to do that, but I think that we've seen a lot of stores go away. And as a family man, I rarely take my family downtown because it's not family friendly. And I think there's some things we can do to enhance downtown and make it much more vibrant than it is now. My background is, after graduating from Carolina, stayed local and worked with a company called Eurosport, which is a soccer company in Hillsborough, and helped grow that company over almost about 10 years before I left. And after that, I went into continuing to stay in advertising and marketing, and moved to New York for 3 years and came back. And I started my own company called Millhouse Properties back in 2002, and I've run that ever since. And because I'm in real estate and have some knowledge of permitting and development and whatnot, I keep a close look on how the town's progressed, the developments that have come through, and the impact that that's had, positive and negative, on neighborhoods, on the town in general. And I plan on staying around here for a long time. I'm married, have two young girls, and we plan on staying here for at least 30 more years. And so I want to make a positive impact on the town that I call home and the town where my children are going to grow up. I think what sets me apart is that I have no political experience whatsoever, and I think that's a positive. Once you kind of get into the roller coaster of politics, I think you take on some of the attributes that are not so good with the political arena. But coming from a citizen's point of view, with fresh ideas and no one to satisfy outside of the regular citizenry of Chapel Hill, I'm not voting on behalf of any group. I'm not voting on behalf of any person. I'm voting my conscience, and I'm voting from the heart, and I'm voting for what I think is best for the greater good of Chapel Hill.